Stay tuned for Now and Then. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be exploring the music by singer-songwriters that deal with the river and water, featuring music by Traffic, Eric Burdon, Richie Havens, Paul Simon, and more.
The river is rising, carry me away to another world. Face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Oh Lord, please don't put a cross upon my door. And the river,
the river is rising.
His head, opened his eyes. Is that my baby grand beginning to rise? Carry me away to another world. Every day around 4 o'clock, King Antoine enjoyed his nap. The TV would waken him, but today the TV was dead. The night sky. The king thought, Lord, is this the time I'm gonna die? The river is rising. He was nailed to the piano like a yellow page from a telephone book. The river is rising.
the river is today, it'll be tomorrow. So let the path of least resistance carry you away.
Eric Burden. Yeah, born in 1941. That album is called Till Your River Runs Dry. And that song is called The River Is Rising. Eric Burden. You know him from The Animals back in the rock and roll days of the British invasion. He also sang with a funk band called War. And the song that we just heard, he was 72 years old when he recorded that and wrote that song. What an incredible, powerful singer. Eric Burden, The River Is Rising, from 2013. You know, here in the Delaware River Valley, a lot of our life flows and is centered around the river. It is so beautiful. So on today's program, all of these songs are going to be dealing with the river or water, because it's such an important part of our world. And now that the spring is here, we are seeing a bit of rain. Water is on everybody's mind. Billy Joel released an album in 1993, and he talks about the river, but in his case, it's a river of dreams.
Through the valley of fear, to a river so deep, I've been searching. Till I find what it is I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt, to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined, that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the rivers of deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, oh, in the middle of.
Talking Heads, from an album produced by Brian Eno in 1982. The album is More Songs About Buildings and Food. That was the second album that Talking Heads released. And the thing that is interesting about that song, because I always associated that song with Talking Heads, I didn't realize that the R&B musician Al Green wrote that song in 1974. And then David Byrne and the Talking Heads covered it in 1982. And right before that, we heard another song about the river, except this time it is the River of Dreams, the title track from Billy Joel's 1993 album. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, it's Songs About the River. One of our most prolific singer-songwriters, a true genius in the field of music, is the American musician Paul Simon, born in Queens, New York. He's had an incredible career, and one of the things that is a feature of Now and Then is I like to play some of the first recordings that an artist does, and then some of the most recent recordings that an artist has done, hence the name of the program, Now and Then. So we're going to do that with Paul Simon from his 2016 Stranger to Stranger album, his 15th solo album. We're going to hear a song called Riverbank, which deals with the trauma that people have having to do with serving in the endless wars that America is in, veterans coming home from the war and having no place to turn, and how that affects their families. Really powerful song by Paul Simon called The Riverbank. And after that, we're going to go back, 44 years to Paul Simon's second solo album, an album entitled Paul Simon. It was his second solo album from 1972, and we'll hear his song, Peace Like a River. Let's start with the track from Stranger to Stranger, Paul Simon's Riverbank.
Then staring into darkness and praying to the morning light. The price already paid. A son gone to the grave. Now the sorrowful parade to the riverbank. Must be half the county come down to the riverbank. High school is closed, same for the local police. Shall we tearfully embrace? Shall we sing Amazing Grace? Will the shallow river waters bring us peace? Army dude, only a son, nowhere to run. No one to turn to, he turns to the gun. It's a cross, it's a stone, it's a fragment of bone, it's a long walk home. Life is cheap.
sun, nowhere to run, no one to turn to. He turns to the guns, across the stones, a fragment of bones, a long walk home. At the edge of the river, limp as a rag, American flag in her arms. And a triangle of light kissed the red and blue and white along the riverbank, past the dealerships and farms.
I'm going to be up for a while. I'm going to be up for a while. Paul Simon, from his 1972 self-titled album, that was Peace Like a River. And right before that, another Paul Simon song called The Riverbank. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, it's songs about the river. River is such a part of our life. And it's interesting, Paul Simon is up in the middle of the night and thinking about the river, and Billy Joel is up in the middle of the night trying to go down to the river of dreams. And the river brings up all kinds of interesting metaphors. It produces a lot of thoughts. When was the last time you walked down to the Delaware River? And as you walk along the river, it's a beautiful experience, the things that come to your mind. One of my favorite authors, an American author named Norman McLean, born in 1992 and lived to be 87 years old, a Midwestern man. He was a professor of English literature, and he also published a couple of very famous books. In 1976, he published A River Runs Through It and Other Stories. And he's got some of the most beautiful things to say in this book. So I wanted to read a short quote from Norman McLean, A River Runs Through It. Quote, "Eventually, all things merge into one, and a river runs through it. The river was cut by the world's great flood and runs over rocks from the basement of time. On some of the rocks are timeless raindrops. Under the rocks are the words, and some of the words are theirs. I am haunted by the waters." Let's listen to Richie Havens' take on the water, from his final studio album in 2008, his 21st album, Nobody Left a Crown. This is Richie Havens' Hurricane Waters.
Until then, until the answers start raining down, until the skies open up, until the trumpets start, until then, until the city and the country ain't divided, until then, until the spirit and the mind ain't fighting, until the scenes of tomorrow and today finally play. Yes, I will carry you through the hurricane water, and I'll remember you in the blue sky. Say, I will carry you, carry you through the hurricane water, and I'll remember you in the blue sky.
Richie Havens. Richie Havens. He was born in 1941. He was 72 years old when he passed away in April of 2013. And that song called Hurricane Waters is from his final studio recording, the album called Nobody Left a Crown. Richie Havens did 21 albums in his lifetime. I love that song, Hurricane Waters. It's a beautiful metaphor for the idea that the river and that the waters have to teach us. Traffic released an album in 1971, The Low Spark of High Heel Boys. And there's a couple of magnificent songs on that album about the hidden treasure of the water and the power of the rain. So there's so much we can learn from the water right here, our beautiful Delaware River. Herman Hesse is a wonderful author, and he had a lot of philosophical things to say. His most famous book for me is Siddhartha. Here's a quote from Herman Hesse's Siddhartha. Quote, "Have you also learned that secret from the river, that there is no such thing as time? That the river is everywhere all at the same time, at the source and at the mouth, at the waterfall, at the ferry, at the current, in the ocean, in the mountains, everywhere, and that the present only exists for it, not the shadow of the past, nor the shadow of the future."
Listen to the sound of life. There's a million different voices. There is happiness and strife.
Thank you.
Rainmaker. That song is from the album by Traffic, released in 1971, The Low Spark of High Heel Boys. That album is produced by Steve Winwood. He's also the lead singer, plays guitar, piano, and especially organ. Chris Woods playing sax and flute, Jim Capaldi on percussion and vocals, Rick Gretsch on bass, Jim Gordon on drums. The Low Spark of High Heel Boys. I'm Kathy Geary. On today's program, we've been listening to songs and music about the river. All kinds of perspectives and points of view. But I wouldn't be able to have a program about the river without playing one of Neil Young's most famous songs. Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, released in 1969, the first album he did with the band called Crazy Horse, Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This is Down by the River.
Thank you. Together we may get away. This much madness is too much sorrow. It's impossible to make it today. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. She could drag me over the rainbow and send me away. Down by the river I shot my baby. Down by the river.
Dead. Ooh, ooh, shot a deer.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the songs about the river. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community. and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's about a half a minute before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. Support comes from you and from RM Farm Real Estate, Main Street, Livingston Manor, listing and selling properties of all sizes and prices in Sullivan County.